Murkowski strongly urges Alaskans to make their voices heard on the new Tongass plan that's being created for the next 15 years. The public comment period ends on May 6. Many environmentalists and organizations have critiqued the proposed land management plan. They say it gives minimal attention to commercial fishing and cultural subsistence practices, while placing heavy emphasis on logging and large-scale tourism development.
You have an administration in play right now who is very, very aggressive, leaning into resource development, including on the timber harvest and management side. We get that. But we also recognize that the Tongass is a multiple-use forest, always has been, always will be. And so we need to hear from not only those that are speaking on the cultural and the subsistence side, but on the tourism side, all the other activities that go on within the Tongass.
Additionally, the planned relocation of the U.S. Forest Service's national office to Salt Lake City has also raised environmental concerns and how it could potentially result in the relocation of an already minimized workforce in Alaska. Murkowski says she anticipates Alaska to be, quote-unquote, untouched by the change. However, she says she is continuing to closely monitor the situation, as there are still some areas of uncertainty. They don't know which positions would be relocated and what that would mean for the science office in Juneau.
I think it's really important that we retain this office and the people. So this effort to try to get more Forest Service folks out of Washington, D.C. into the West, I think we're asking the right questions. I think the jury's still out in terms of whether or not we're getting the answers that we need in order to do the work.
Another regional hot topic is the funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Murkowski helped steer over $700 million to Alaska's ferry system through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act under the Biden administration. In her annual address to the state legislature, Murkowski said that she was, quote-unquote, very disappointed with the Alaska government's management of the federal funding. While she says she is moving forward with various initiatives to secure more funding, Murkowski says nothing's guaranteed.
I'm trying to be confident with all things, but it's about a $78 million hole. That's substantial. I want to make sure that what we have is a marine highway system that is standing on its own, that the state of Alaska has made a commitment towards. It is the Alaska Marine Highway System. It is not the federal marine highway system.
Additionally, the Trump administration's attacks on DEI initiatives have drawn scrutiny over the qualifications for the Section 8A program, which impacts small businesses and Alaska Native corporations. However, Murkowski says there is bipartisan support for the program, which he says has been hugely beneficial for Alaska.
The delegation has been very united on recognizing that when this program was created many decades ago, it was to not only provide economic empowerment, it was really designed to help fulfill one of the promises under ANCSA in terms of self-determination. And so I think part of this is just a failure to fully understand what that means and why it was established in the first place.
Outmigration is an increasing concern in Southeast Alaska, with roughly 24% of all Alaskan workers living outside the state. Murkowski says that retaining Alaskan residents is of the utmost importance to her as a senator and a mother, with one of her sons living outside of Alaska due to the perceived lack of opportunities. However, Murkowski says she is highly optimistic about the growing unique professional opportunities and lifestyle benefits that Alaska has to offer.
There is a lot of cool stuff that is going on that should be exciting for young people, but excitement doesn't pay your mortgage. Excitement doesn't get you into a house or help you afford the cost of groceries. But we have a bonus here in this area, and that is not only a natural beauty of our surroundings, but a generosity of heart with people that make it really special, even during some tough times.
The Senate is currently in recess until April 16th. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.